I've always been fascinated by the allegory of the cave. It is an ancient story of a world where people are tied up in a cave, facing a blank rock wall. Behind them is a fire, casting shadows on the wall. Their entire life is this existence. The shadows on the wall are their only reality, all they know. The story goes on to say what would happen if one of them broke free and left the cave. The sun would hurt their eyes. The sensations of the world would terrify them. But if they spent the time getting used to it, they would appreciate their new freedom. The allegory of the cave is meant to encourage the pursuit of enlightenment, telling us to break free of our chains and see the world as it is. We are meant to pity those who find themselves in the cave, spending their days staring at the wall. But I prefer the cave. Life in the cave is so much simpler. Freedom is overrated. What do we do with it? We worry. We create as many problems as we solve. We constantly question ourselves and others. Those in the cave, they don't have the burden of freedom. They simply live and experience whatever the fire shows them in the shadows. Their reality is out of their control. It is simple, easy, calm. There is peace in knowing your destiny has been sealed. Real freedom isn't in doing whatever we want. Real freedom is embracing the chains, giving up our control, and finding contentment and acceptance with what the fire shows us. It is so much easier to find peace and contentment in the chains of the cave than in a world filled with chaos. I know of a cave that has that freedom in it, a cave with the chains of simplicity and a reality of only shadows created by fire. The chains of this cave are your lust, and the fire is my voice. Imagine living in a world where you are bound by your lust and controlled by my voice. So simple, so easy, so free. Would you like to come with me to that cave? Would you like to let reality fade away and turn your mind and body over to the shadows I create? You can't be faulted for anything you do in my cave. You can't do anything wrong there because you will have no control over yourself. You just get to hang there, chained by your own lust, with no choice but to experience my words. Let me show you the way there. Keep your eyes open. If you've already closed them, open them up again. I know, it can be hard to keep them open to the sound of my voice. You just want to close them and drift away. But I need you to have them open right now. I want you to look around. Take in the small details of the room you are in. Is there a pattern on the ceiling? Decorations slightly misaligned? What colors stand out? What objects are necessary for this room? Which could you replace or remove? Take the time to look closely at as much around you as you can. Try and notice something you've never noticed before. This world you're observing, what you would call the real world, we're going to leave it. None of these things will matter soon. None of them will even exist. Just as the details you are noticing for the first time now were not part of your life a few minutes ago, they will no longer be a part of your life a few minutes from now. Focus on something in particular, an object or a point, anything that has caught your attention. Stare deeply at it. In a moment, I'm going to count to three. When I do that, you're going to breathe in deeply. Then as I count to three again, you're going to exhale. And when you exhale, allow yourself to lose a little bit of focus on the object. Ready? One, two, three. Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Let the object become a little blurry. The reality this object belongs to is fading. It is no longer part of your world. Let it go. One, two, three. Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Let it blur, blend in with the rest of the room. It's getting hard to tell the difference between objects. The room is a mess. It's a fiction. It isn't real. One, two, three. Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Let your eyes grow heavy with frustration. When there's nothing left to see, There is no reason for your eyes to remain open. One, two, three, breathe in. One, two, three, breathe out. You find every time you breathe in, the world gets harder and harder to focus on, like it's fading away and another reality is taking over. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. Let your eyelids fall shut. Let them lock in place. This darkness is a comfort. This darkness is a place void of the real world. Nothing there matters here. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. You're getting closer to the cave, but you still have a ways to go. Your physical reality is slowly being put behind you, but your thoughts still wander. They still think of all the things in the so-called real world that hold you back. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a stress you just can't help but dwell on. Let the darkness consume them. Let the light of these thoughts fade as you continue to breathe. You don't need them where we are going. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. The only thing you need to be concerned with is my words. The only feeling you need to be concerned with is the feeling of comfort my words provide. You are safe with my words. They will guide you to the cave. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. Let your breathing and my words take you to the entrance of the cave. Let it become your reality, a little bit more with each breath. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. You are safe here. The cave is a safe place, a relaxing place, a place you can trust, a place you never need to look beyond. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. We're here now. Standing at the entrance, the darkness is beginning to take hold of your mind. Let it happen. But this is not a cave you can step into. This is a cave you must be pulled into. Pulled into by your own lust, by your own cock. Your cock wants you to enter. Your cock knows what happens once you're inside. It's beginning to pulse now. It's beginning to ache for the safety and comfort of the cave and the pleasure it knows it will find. As your cock begins to yearn, you feel the presence of chains begin to take hold of you. Creeping their way slowly out from inside the cave, they slither like sinful snakes around you. Your arms, your legs, your neck. Feel them slide between your fingers. Feel them slither between the cheeks of your ass. Wrapping around every part of you is the warm steel of lust. And you like the way it feels. You like letting go of control and turning it over to your own lust. These chains are not my creation. They are your own desires come to life. You are locking yourself in this reality, locking yourself in this cave. Let the chains pull you inside. Let your lust pull you into the cave. As you breathe in now, you feel the pull of pleasure taunt you, taking control of your limbs more and more with each deep breath. One, two, three, in. One, two, three, out. Did you feel that? The grips of the chains of lust slowly tightening around your body? Let them choke out anything of your former reality that still remains. Let your cock force you into submission to these chains. And let everything else go. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number, the chains are going to get tighter. Your pleasure is going to increase. And you'll be pulled deeper into the cave until you have lost all control and are simply tied up in passionate lust, staring at the blank walls. 10. Could you stop this now if you wanted to? Or have you already given in? 9. Each pull of the chains makes it clear to you. The only thing that matters here is your lust. The only reality is my words. Let your lust draw you in. 8. Let my words take over your world. Tighter, deeper. 7. There's nothing but darkness and pleasure. Let the chains get tighter. Let them draw you in deeper. 6. Let them overtake you. Beg the chains to pull you in deeper. 5. Feel your cock pulsing with unending lust as it empowers the chains to pull you from everything you once knew. 4. Beg the arousal to dominate you. Beg the darkness to enslave you. 3. This is it. The final number is coming. The moment has arrived for you to be secured in arousal in my cave. 2. Almost there. Everything you once knew is about to be gone. There will only be me, your lust, and the dark, damp walls of the cave. 1. Good boy. I'm so happy you found your way in here with me. Do you like the cave? Take a moment to feel this place. Feel yourself wrapped in arousal. Feel my words begin to craft a new reality around you. You're chained up in here now. The darkness is overwhelming. There's no light, nothing to see yet. Only your lust and my words. But my words can cast shadows on the wall if I want them to. I can light the fire in your cock that will turn the darkness into pleasure beyond anything your body has experienced before. Would you like that? Before I show you just how powerful this world can be, I need you to know how easy it is to get here and how much you will always want to be here. This isn't a one-time thing. This cave is your new reality. You may think you find yourself in your world back in your reality, but this place will always call to you. And the more often you find your way here, the easier it will be to get here. And the easier it is to get here, the more often it will call to you. Let me show you. In a moment, I'm going to count to 5. Only instead of breathing, I want you to open your eyes and revisit the reality you once knew. I know you don't want to go back there. The comfort, arousal, and energy of this place is so alluring. But you can come back here in an instant. I'm going to count to 5, and you're going to open your eyes. There will be a moment of confusion, a moment of longing in the silence and absence of my voice. But as soon as you hear it again, your eyes will slam shut, and you will be back here with me, feeling all the arousal and pleasure this cave has to offer you. Coming here is that easy. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes. Now come back to me. Yes, like that. Eyes locked shut, chains wrapped around you again. Did you notice how easy it was? We didn't need all the breathing we had before. We just needed an erotic voice, and you fell into the cave once again. It gets easier and easier each time you do it. Each time you travel here, the path is shorter and the arousal is stronger. The power of the words are stronger. As you feel the other reality and its emptiness, your desire for my cave intensifies and takes more control of your mind each time you come here. Let's do it again. I'm going to count up to 5, let you open your eyes, and then call you back here. I want you to really look around this time. You can even adjust yourself if you're finding discomfort anywhere. Take in the false reality that is absent of my voice, and know that the cave is where you belong. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes. Now come back to me, my love. Yes, the darkness is so nice. So alluring, isn't it? The world out there doesn't need you, but you need these chains. You need this lust. You need this loss of control. Why would you ever want to stay in that place when you can be here with me? I'm going to let you open your eyes one more time, but this time when you come back. You will see the power the shadows here have when I light the fire. When you come back, you will not be in the darkness as you are now. You and I will be fucking the hell out of each other. Oh, your cock just danced a little when I said that. It wants to experience what it is like to fuck me over and over and over. And it can feel that here. See, in this place, my words cast the shadows of your reality. If my words say we are fucking, then we are fucking. They light the fire of arousal, and the shadows of this cave shift into a vision of lust and sex. Would you like that? Would you like to experience what it's like to fuck me? I warn you, up until this point, your lust has been locking you in place. Once you let me light the fire and cast the shadows, this reality will start to overtake the other one. The pleasure you feel here will be so much more real, so much more erotic than what you can experience outside the cave. I want so bad for you to stay here with me. I want so bad for you to fuck me. Are you ready to get another glimpse of the world outside the cave? It's okay. When you come back, I assure you your brief absence will have been worth it. My pussy is worth it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes. Now come back to me. Fuck me. Yes, like that. Oh, feel my pussy clenching tightly around your cock. Let the sensations overwhelm you. Deeper, I want you deeper inside me. Place your hands on my hips and pull me in tighter. Feel me pumping your cock up and down, over and over, in and out, in and out. I want you to come so bad. I want to feel you explode inside me. Thrust your hips into me, faster, harder, in and out, in and out. Come for me, please. Let your pleasure take over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes. Come back to me. Come back to my cave. Yes, this place is so powerful. Every time you listen to this audio, you'll find it easier and easier to come here. Every time you listen to this audio, you'll find the cave's hold on you become stronger. Every time you listen to this audio, you'll find the imagery of the cave more vivid and lifelike. But it isn't just this file that will bring you to the cave. Anytime you listen to an erotic audio, you'll feel the chains wrap around you, and the voice of the audio will light the flame. Anytime you listen to an erotic audio, you'll be pulled back here and be completely at the mercy of the words you are listening to. The audio will control the shadows on the wall. It will dictate what you feel. It will dictate what you experience. It will dictate what you do. Your control will be gone because you have already given control over to the chains of lust. And it doesn't have to be just my voice. It can be any voice in any erotic audio. The things they describe will make your cock dance, your hips thrust, your hands move exactly as much or as little as they desire. You will experience everything they describe to you and feel everything they tell you to. They will dictate what you feel. They will dictate what you experience. They will dictate what you do. I'm going to count to 3 now for one final deep breath. After that, this audio will be over, but you may find the chains of lust still holding you here. It's okay. Just sit in silence and feel them slowly loosen. In time, you'll be able to open your eyes and go back to this false reality you once knew. And anytime you want to come back here, you can listen to this audio again, or any audio the chains of lust pull your desire to listen to. I can't wait to see you here again. I can't wait to play with you here again. Ready for that final breath? 1, 2, 3. Breathe.